You're listening to the Coochie Business Podcast, where we talk about coochies in general and Black coochies in particular. I'm Dr. Abigail, your coochie curator, and I'm here to bring you dope topics, interesting stories, and curious conversations that'll make you laugh, scratch your head maybe, shed a tear, but will always give you something to think about. On today's show, let me find the beat. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope cooch to talk to. Okay. On today's show, we're going to talk about how the hell and why the fuck I launch a podcast and then ghost for 2 whole months. I mean, I was gone longer than I was here. And the thing is, you know I'm not on social media. You know I ain't got no friends. So how are you supposed to know what was going on? Listen, I am so sorry. I mean, so sorry. There's an explanation, and that's what I want to do today. I'm telling you. And the thing is, it's really the essence of coochie business wrapped into these experiences that I just had. It's all part of the work, you know. It's so crazy and beautiful how life works, but let me not get ahead of myself. Let me try to explain myself. But first, do you forgive me? Okay, let me not do that narcissistic nonsense. I do hope that you will understand and that you do forgive me. But first, let me tell you what happened. And then I'll ask for your forgiveness again at the end. That work? Okay. Bet. Okay, so let me start with the big news. This might give you a bit of understanding. I'm moving back to Nigeria, y'all. Like, immediately. I got boxes all around me right now. I'm moving back to Nigeria. Yes, so I'm moving home, yo. I'm taking my black coochie back home, yo. In case you're wondering how I'm just going up and leave and go to a whole ass another continent. First of all, I mean, it's a valid question, and I understand why you would ask such a question. Because I didn't have that plan in mind before I left. But for real, if you knew me, you wouldn't really be too surprised by the news, or you'd get over the shock factor pretty quickly. It's really that simple. But I'll tell you the story. That's the big news, but let me tell you the story. Now, it's really a lot, and we're not going to do all that. What I'm going to do is give you the essence of the allotness in a way that hopefully illuminates and inspires. Because what is coochie business for real, if not an embodied experience? And this thing I'm about to do, this turning of the lens on myself, sharing my story and explaining myself, is really an opportunity, yes, one, to be transparent with you, like, you know, just keeping it real and all that, but also, two, to highlight some divine coochie principles that we coochie owners would be wise to be hip to. There are some sacred womb principles that go above and beyond the knowledge needed for, you know, just being familiar and knowing how to operate said coochie, which is also very important. In other words, yeah, there's a lot of basic things about the coochie physically that we need to break silences about. And we're going to do that. Wait for it. Wait till the end. But there's also some really intangible, divine, sacred, intuitive coochie knowledge that we need to get hip to as well. And it's an embodied knowledge. It's very individualized. They're general principles, but individualized manifestation of those principles. See, I'm already doing it. I can sometimes be long-winded and tangential. Especially when I'm a little hype about a thing. I'm going to do my best to keep it tight. Keep it tight just for you. So, let me explain myself. You settled in. Got some tea, some water. I too. I have a few points that I've jotted down to kind of anchor these stories or these points that I'm going to make here. And I'll use these anchors to share some experiences. That's the lens on me. And I'll also use these anchors to ask you some questions, really some questions that you're going to ask yourself about your experience, which is the lens on you. think of these anchors as the essence lessons. I told you I was going to give you the essence of my story and not get into all the tea. Think of them as these essence lessons from the experiences that made my decision to move back to Nigeria. And they are, I've summarized them, they're five. Coochie guidance, coochie vision, coochie community, coochie herstory, and coochie manifestation. I'll dig deeper into all of them in a moment here, but before I go in, let me share a few things, just three, I think, about me that you need to know that'll provide a background tone to the story so that you're not too confused or like, what is going on here? They may seem contradictory, and in fact, you know, they probably are actually, but they're all the things that are all up in this entity called me. First, I'm deeply intuitive and I unapologetically follow the nudges the spirit provides. This can often be confusing to those who are only acquainted with the other, also very real, analytical side of me. Second, I am really shy most times, and I sometimes fall prey to some deep insecurities. So, I mean, hashtag fuck imposter syndrome. That shit is real though. And third, I am so clear about my purpose, my mission, my calling in life, in the world, and at this time, which is contributing to the massive scale coochie liberation movement that's underway, has been underway for a while, but contributing to it. So those three things are really important, and they've been with me since the beginning of my time, probably since the beginning of time. And so it kind of helps things just like flow for me and not be too confusing. So again, those five things are coochie guidance. That's that inner compass. Coochie vision. That's like, you know, knowing your purpose, your mission, calling. Coochie community. That's knowing your cluster, your tribe, your clan. Coochie herstory. What do you know about the coochie you come from? And the coochie that coochie done come from. And fifth, coochie manifestation. Now that you know all of those things, what are you doing? You have this power to boldly and clearly manifest through our beliefs and our actions. So what you gonna do then? Okay, so the first one we said was the coochie guidance and that inner compass. So let me give some context. Some of this was really addressed in a couple of other podcasts. The bit of time that I was here, I did talk about these things. So I'll reference them and you can go back and listen to them. So as to save some time, but some context, it's the summer. It's my first summer, the end of my first year. It's break, doing this PhD program. I'm by myself in this tiny white town. Think of that movie, Get Out. Yeah. That's where I live. That's the experience. So I'm inspired this summer to finally get over this huge block that I've had. And I launched this platform, Coochie Business, that I've been dreaming about and planning and honestly running from for years. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I did it. I do it. And that was the real point of the launch, actually, to put myself out there. In the midst of the launch plan, my grandmother dies before the first launch date, which was to be October. She lived to be 107, though, which is major. So check out my conversation. I think I talked about it in Origin Stories with Eno, and I talked about it in Intergenerational Coochies with Avery a little bit more. So there was definitely, it's definitely beautiful. And her death in the middle of this actually resulted in some changes and provided some valuable lessons in the launching of Coochie Business Platform. You know, I went through a whole lot back to my fear of putting myself out there, but later for that. And then somewhere in there after she died, which was in September, So I started doing this in July, August, planned for October. In September, she dies. I push it back to November, thinking I can still do this. I'm just going to go to Nigeria, plan a few episodes, and come back. And then somewhere in there, I have this clear message. I don't remember if it was October or November, but I had this message that, but it was definitely before I purchased my flight. And the message was, my grandmother's homegoing is my homecoming. And it was so clear. It was like a calling. It just like rocked me. So put a pin on that, because that was... So let me fast forward, because each of these other things is a whole story unto itself. I get my ticket like a week before my flight, if that. I keep these stubborn boundaries that I have about, you know, just being independent and having my own antenna to go back to Nigeria and be there for the funeral. I manifest an oasis of a landing after a turbulent journey itself to the takeoff. I get to Nigeria, I go see my grandmother's body on that second day. Imagine this, it's her body, her two daughters, my mother and my auntie, and her eldest granddaughter, that's me. And it was in this moment that I decided two things quite effortlessly, actually. The first is that my grandmother is not going to be okay being laid to rest with her hair looking like that. And so it was a whole thing, and I was like, that's okay, I'll do it. So yeah, I did my grandmother's hair before she died posthumously, before she got buried. And the second thing that was decided so effortlessly right there in that room was that I'm moving to Nigeria. Just like that. It was just like a right there. It was a whisper that I felt on the tiny hairs of my skin. It was just so clear. And so there you have it. All I know, I felt that whisper, I heard that nudge, and I simply followed it. It was the second day, I didn't know what it meant, but I was like, all right, here we go. Again, it's not the first, second, third, again, if you know me, these things be happening, and it always works out, so I got to just follow it. I have to. So what about you? Let's turn that lens on you for a moment. Are you tuned in to your inner coochie guidance? And if you're tuned in, do you follow what she says? What happens when you do? What happens when you don't? Keep in mind that this is not necessarily, but is probably influenced by your religion, spiritual practice, your family, your culture, your beliefs and desires. And it's much deeper and much simpler than that, too. And only you, my darling coochie owner, can know what it is for you. All right, the second divine coochie principle that I'm going to speak to here is coochie vision. And this principle is real simple. Remember, though, that simplicity is very profound. And just because something is simple doesn't mean it's easy. This principle simply illustrates the point that it's important to know why you're here, like what you are here to do. For me, I've always been clear. As I said in origin stories, I thought people came here just knowing what they were here to do. It was just this prophecy and all of that stuff. So I've always been clear. And anyway, I'm not going to get into the story. But it's also what made the whole launching of the Coochie Business platform so profound, because even though I've been really clear, I didn't want to be in the forefront with it. Just want to be in the back. And that's, you're supposed to take it by the reins, my dear. You got to take it by the reins. And so the thing about having your vision and your mission is that you also need to know when your external situations change, that it does not impact the calling, the mission itself. How does it adapt to the circumstance? How can I be flexible when things change? Because I know that the calling inside doesn't change with those external situations. the situation and the experience is there to serve the mission. So this is just another example of that. And because I've had many other examples and experiences of this very thing happening in my life, many, I could recognize it. So what about you? Are you in alignment with your coochie vision, mission, purpose, calling? How do you know when you're on course? How do you know when you're off course with that mission? What have you learned from your experiences that have served your mission? What gems, what experiences that seem like crazy pivots and turns or life adventures that actually helped inform and serve your calling? All right, the third divine coochie principle is the coochie community. Now, this is a major one for me because I like to roll solo. I should say I have been most comfortable rolling solo. I like the idea, the cluster, and this is from that Netflix series, Sense8. And if you don't know about Sense8, that's S-E-N-S-E and then the number 8. Please go check it out. It is amazing. It's an amazing series on Netflix. But that series provided a visual way to understand a metaphysical version of what it means to expand the possibilities of what our communities can look like, how they can function across time and space. More space. Yeah, time and space there. So, coochie community. How did this happen for me and how does it impact this decision and my absence and what I've learned from it? First, I know my journey back to Nigeria was for a family function. Family function, a funeral. My grandmother died. She lived an amazing life. And without getting into the details again, I can just tell you clearly that I was very stuck on making sure that I am independent of family, that I land again in this oasis so I can trust myself, my intuition, my instincts. This wasn't, being standoffish and keeping away, no, but being mindful of the influences and how things would be allowed to influence me if I had a say in it. And for me, that is making sure that I had a very safe haven and a quiet place where there's access to nature and quietness. Nigeria is very a lot so that I can check in with myself. I'm a natural introvert, so I need to be able to have some moments of silence and meditation and yoga and deep, meaningful conversation and not always be on the go. And so I didn't want to be in the mix of and in the chaos of family and all of the planning things of that, I want to be able to tap in and out and show up fully. And I ain't got no friends. I hadn't been to Nigeria in so long. I didn't grow up there, so I don't have real meaningful connections there. So I didn't really know what to do. And the plan was to be there for 4 weeks. Was I gonna pay for a hotel that whole time? So I had to accept and act on the knowledge that I needed to create an opening in my life for certain things if I'm going to have them. So I reached out and really just manifested again this beautiful oasis and that I landed in. That's just one story, and that'll really come up in later on. But what was supposed to be less than 1 week ended up being a place that I stayed for pretty much the entire time. And all of these connections that I manifested in this community and this act, all following the nudging and the knowledge that I know I needed to create an opening in my life for the development of my true community, my true cluster, my tribe, and be in genuine relationship with them, right? following that knowing, that nudge, I manifested numerous connections from people, new connections with people that I knew from my past life. That Oasis, I hadn't seen her in 15 years. And when I reached out to her, I thought she was in South Africa, honey. Like, she was in Nigeria, had been there for 5 years. I was like, come and stay with me. Oh, okay. That answered everything that I was worried about right before then, right? I had three other really beautiful connections with folks that I hadn't seen in 30 years. And they don't live in Nigeria. They're in other places, but random. And again, I didn't make any connections with people before I left besides that one friend. So these things randomly happen, but really important conversations and developments and relationships and communion that occurred with it. It's just so amazing. Even my own mother, like on that second day when we went to go and see my grandmother, her mother's body, I asked her, when was the last time the two of us have been here together? And it'd been 35 years, right? So all of these reconnections happen in Nigeria. What's up with that? I have to, you know, explore a little bit. So I settled into the knowledge of the importance of identifying and cultivating my community, and in the most meaningful ways, and being truly open and being truly vulnerable with like-minded, like-souled people. And this principle of cultivating my inner community, my coochie community, showed up in multiple ways and continued until my return. I was part of a group. I did this 21 Days of Abundance. It's a Deepak Chopra meditation and group amplifying manifestation. And I don't be doing group things, yo. But it was beautiful. I led my own. I participated in one. I've had some really serious and beautiful heart and soul felt connections that have been such a blessing to you know, me and the person that I'm talking to about whatever, and just confirmations that we're moving in alignment with our individual interconnected divine purpose and following that guidance, that inner divine guidance, unapologetically, and that we needed each other to fulfill those moments. So that's me and my coochie community, but what about you? Who's in your cluster? How do you distinguish your cluster, your tribe, your clan from the other homies, the other acquaintances you have in your life? What do the people in your cluster provide you? What do you provide them? How specifically do you learn and grow together? All right. And the fourth principle here is coochie herstory. This shit right here, let me tell you, I'm definitely going to spare the details of this for now, because this content is fit for a solid telenovela, soap opera, that is. And you're going to need 10 cups of tea for that one, and we ain't got the time. I will sip a little bit of tea right now, though. Excuse me. Honey. This is perhaps the most revolutionary and liberatory of these five principles that I'm going to discuss with you today. How? Because this one is both within and out of your control. It's intergenerational. It's cellular imprinting. It's epigenetic. And it's actionable. It's malleable. What I'm talking about here is the importance of knowing what intergenerational influences liest upon and within thine coochie. Because, baby, we are vulnerable to coochie imprinting. It's cellular imprinting. It's spiritual. It's cultural. Right? But just because those things were before us does not mean that we have to be it now. We have a say in the matter. And at the same time, it's still important to know what those influences are. That aids in our self-awareness, which aids in our self-liberation, if that makes any sense. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about intergenerational influences on our coochies over time. We already had one episode with Avery Smedley, and we shared stories, and that was a really interesting, you know, and again, another embodied experience of how to follow those nudges. But for now, let me try to paint a visual picture of why this is an important concept to grasp. Because grasping this will empower you to understand how we got to where we are and how we can get out of this mess. It's especially empowering for coochie owners. So let me use the analogy of the nesting egg. The nesting egg dolls, those dolls that kind of like go inside of each other. So just take three of them. Because this will illustrate the intricate intergenerational coochie connections, whether we like it or not. This exists. This thing is real. So literally, and that's why I want to use the nesting egg analogy. Literally, when a coochie owner is pregnant with another coochie owner, she's carrying and if that coochie owner, let me just use women. I think I've said this before on the podcast. I'm going to say women, understanding all of the different classifications and ways that people identify. If a woman is pregnant with a girl child, a female child, I should say female. If a female is pregnant with a female child and that female child bears a female child in her life, that first woman was carrying her grandchild. So with the nesting egg, let's say the outer egg was my grandmother, the middle one is my mother, and the tiny one inside was me. When my grandmother was pregnant with my mom, middle egg, she was already carrying me. So using this nesting egg analogy again, and the important, so that's one thing that's already kind of just radical to understand. My grandmother way back then was already carrying me when she was pregnant with my mother. So for real, how long have I been around? If my grandmother lived to be 107, I don't know how old she was when she, I can do the math, but I'm not doing it right now. So, but then another thing that illustrates is how things, what it means, the influence, the reality of the influence. So if you look at those three eggs, the walls between the three are actually really close together. Linear time makes it seem like, oh, I'm so far removed from my grandmother and my great grandmother and all of that. But if you think of it this way, where time and physical bodies overlap each other, let's say you take a pin and put it through, it is really easy and quickly when you get from across all the generations. So if you think about the permeability of practices and beliefs and all of these different things, that's another way of thinking of how quickly. It's a helpful a visual and an analogy to help understand of how quickly influences can travel across generations, especially through the coochie, because of this direct physical conversation line. So when you really think about the way that the nesting egg, it's really a trip. How much of a trip this trip was. It's a trip how much of a trip this trip was for me to go to Nigeria. It was a major quest of self-discovery. And wow, did I unearth and discover some shit, baby. I manifested opportunities for the discovery of me, and I followed through with putting those pieces together to get a fuller picture of this entity called me. So yeah, that calling that I got was really true. My grandmother's homegoing is my homecoming on so many levels. And I am doing the work. I can't not do the work I'm reclaiming and I'm recasting my role in this cycle of life. It's my script. I get to do that, and so do you. So what about you? What intergenerational work have you done and could you still do? What do you know about your birth story, your mother's life, your grandmother's life, your aunties, your family in general? Now, here's the wild part on so many levels. First, we may not actually have access to the coochies that birthed us. We may be adopted. We may be estranged. They may be dead, you know, different kinds of things. Or the coochies that birthed them. And even when we do have access to the coochies that birthed us, we can't control them. We may not know what or how to ask or bring up the conversation. And they may decide not to divulge any information. That, and along with a number of other factors, fear, obligations to all other things, guilt, shame, can make this really tough. Now, I only have my own experiences, theories, or hypotheses, but here's what I say. Consider what we just talked about with that nesting egg analogy, the biological, that direct coochie lineage. Also consider the communal, cultural coochie connection. So that's cultural, that's social, that's psychological, that's who you keep around you, right? What influences, what books do you read? What do you want to do? How do you care? And what do you want to be? And then think of the collective coochie connection. That's spiritual now. So you got biological directly, you got cultural, social, psychological, this communal, cultural thing, and then you got this collective thing, and that's really spiritual. It's past, it's present, and it's future. It's direct and it's communal. It's collective. It's all the coochies. And what each of us does actually influences the rest of the world. And if you go back to that mother essence thing, what we do as coochie owners actually heals everybody, has the potential to heal everybody. So think about it. Last but not least is that coochie manifestation. Now that you know what you know, what are you going to do to boldly manifest something? And this is where, for me, it comes back full circle. This is where the adventure lies. It's also work. And the work has a certain ease to it when you're aligned with all of these other divine principles. You kind of just know how to be guided, right? When you're aligned, when you're in sync with the divinity of your coochie. For real. It sounds funny, but it's for real. When you really follow this inner guiding, and this is this womb, this sacred womb. Queen Afua talks about it with womb healing, with sacred woman, you know? And man, that's another good one right there. This is where, with coochie manifestation, where your vision, your faith and beliefs and your action meet up. And this is where magic happens when they all come together. Magic happens, what people perceive to be magic. And for me, I'm just going to take you all on this magical journey with me. That's what coochie business is. That's why I'm back on this podcast. That's why I'm sharing this story. And it's going to go international for real. So what about you? What is your coochie manifesting? And in what ways is it in alignment or out of alignment with what you want and what you know it can be manifesting? Whew, well, shit, I got it out. So yeah, basically, what I'm trying to say is that I was, when I took this trip, and I am, on a journey to true self-discovery. I thought I'd done a whole lot of work and was ready, but it's like I'm just finishing on the top before I really get into this podcast is just happening into this platform, into this coochie business work that I'm to do. Yes, I've done, taken and learned all these things, but the real thing I'm about to do with this is just about to start. There's a major transformation happening right now, and this is a major part of it. And so that makes you a part of it. Yeah, it's taken me back to the soil of my birth. It's taken me back to the soil of my mother, my grandmother's birth, back to the womb of Mama Africa. And let me tell you, I am here for it. So now that you've got the background, I'm going to ask that question up front. If my offense, my absence, is it an excusable one? Do you forgive me for my absence? Since I really can't hear you, I'm going to manifest, coochie manifest, a resounding yes. Ooh, wait a minute. I feel that strong side eye right now. Hold on. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's cool, fine, or whatever, Dr. Abigail. I get life happening and all that. But what does this mean for coochie business episodes moving forward? You gonna ghost me again? All right, so here's the deal. Life happens, and I'm not gonna pretend that I can predict the future or things like that. But what I will say is that I will not pull no trifling mess like calling you back from an intermission that I didn't announce in the first place. My God, that's trifling. So trifling, Abigail, so trifling. What it also means is that I'm going to be providing a bit more structured and educational content for a little chunk of time. It'll be interspersed with special guests and, you know, some fun things and whatnot. But we gonna go to Coochie University for a semester or two. Get us all on the same page. Yep, you heard it. Coochie University. But we're going to talk about that next week. So, that's it for now. Thank you for tuning back in with me. And thank you for extending me your grace today on this special intermission episode while I take some time to reboot our connection and to explain my absence and my upcoming adventures. Join me next week as we dive deep into our first module at Coochie University. And that module will be a Coochie Owner Operating Manual, Tools of the Trade. We're just going to talk about some things. It's a module, so we're going to see how long it's going to take us to get through some of that content right there. In the meantime, you can check out the website. It's still there, coochiebusiness.com. You can sign up there for the newsletter to receive updates and behind-the-scenes things. You can also scroll on the website to click on some links that will let you send anonymous or not questions that you may have, topics you want discussed, or stories you want to share. Who knows? I just might read it on air. You can also send those questions and stories directly to questions@coochiebusiness.com or stories@coochiebusiness.com. And that's COOCHIE for coochie. And last but not least, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe. Your subscription helps the podcast grow by making it easier for new listeners to find the show. So subscribe on your podcast platform of choice today. Why stop there though? Rate the show. Leave a comment with a review too. I'll see you next week.